910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Rising tensions in the Middle East, including Lebanon, now where gunfire rang out overnight at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the embassy now closed and one guard was wounded.
One member of the embassy's local guard force was seriously injured. The gunman was arrested after the incident. The U.S. Embassy remains in contact with the Lebanese authorities as they investigate the incident.
President Biden arriving in France today ahead of D-Day commemorations tomorrow. French authorities, meantime, say Monday a Russian-Ukrainian national was arrested at a hotel near the Charles de Gaulle Airport. Firefighters found him with severe burns following an explosion. Authorities say they found materials to make explosive devices. The Senate expected to take up a test vote today on a measure to guarantee federal protections for birth control. It comes as the battle over abortion access and reproductive health ramps up this election year. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun finds himself in jail. Randall Hepp was already facing lawsuits over prisoner deaths and a federal investigation into smuggling allegations by staff. Online records don't specify what potential charges he may face. Two lawyers and a former aide to Donald Trump are charged with felony forgery for their roles in the 2020 fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says the decision to charge has nothing to do with this year's election.
The decisions we make are not based on external factors like the ones you mentioned. They're based on our judgment about how we can most effectively pursue the interests of justice in this case.
Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are due in a Madison courtroom on September 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth has unveiled its new logo following the finalization of a merger with Aspirus Health. According to a Northern News Now report, the new partnership between the healthcare organizations will invest about $300 million into strategic projects at St. Luke's, promote integration and efficiency, and promote cost-effective healthcare. Combined, the organization will run 19 hospitals, 130 outpatient clinics, and employ nearly 14,000 people, including 1,300 physicians. A Cloquet nonprofit organization held its annual golf social fundraiser on Monday to raise money for youth manufacturing programs in the area. According to a Fox 21 report, the Arrowhead Manufacturers and Fabricators Association has been giving grants to local schools for equipment and manufacturing tours for years, hoping to get more kids interested in the field. The organization has given out around $200,000 in funding over the years, and they are always looking for more community support. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers fall in extra innings. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. It was the Phillies in the 10th inning yesterday to take the win.
Line drive game, to baby. Right field. He is the hero. A one hop off the wall. Here comes Merrifield, and the Phillies will win it. In the bottom of the 10th inning, Nick Castellanos. An RBI double, 2-1 Phils.
And that score, your final in 10 innings. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers couldn't come up with the big hit when they needed it.
We didn't execute when we had to, and we didn't get the big hit. And, I thought our pitching staff did a nice job for the most part and kind of didn't get things to go our way. So, yeah. Results in the loss and the extra inning loss stuff.
It'll be the Brewers and the Phillies one more time this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the mid-70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, Rebecca Cook wraps up our interviews, catching up this week with the three Democrats trying to win the 3rd Congressional District primary.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
What's the matter with your life? Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business.
Folks, it is none of your business. No matter who you wanna take home tonight, or as long as you guys are having fun and you enjoy yourself, go in and have a great time. And with that, I say happy Pride, everybody, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly, filling in for Maggie Dawn, and over the past, over the top of the hour, we have switched places. I have now been joined by my friend Jessica, who I've been training on the board the last couple weeks. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, Brian. It's nice to be here.
I've heard you on with Busted Pencils. You sound great, and I'm really happy to have you because you've stopped me from sweating quite as much. I really appreciate you jumping in here.
Whatever saves the office's supply of paper towels.
That's very important here because a lot of people need to wipe up things. We spill things a lot here in Waukesha. But the important thing to note, big thing here, we got breaking news. And I'll get to that in just a little bit. We have an update in the Wisconsin warden being jailed in the Dodge County Jail. But first, I want to let you guys know the word for the Scani Staycation, Scani Summer Staycation Text to Win Contest. All right. Every hour, one winner is going to have a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, someone's going to get a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. And let me tell you, those seats are amazing. And the grand prize, no matter when you enter, everybody gets entered into this. Your choice of one unique summer staycation. You get a choice of your prize. It's not just here. That's what you get. You can do a lake house staycation in Fort Atkinson. That has a pontoon boat. There's also an escape to Lake Geneva, two-night stay at Harbor Shores, and a Door County giveaway. Actually, it's a giveaway the whole thing. It's a getaway. Two-night stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Good thing I have reading and comprehension together at the same time.
You're now, a very talented man.
Thanks, I try. Every weekday at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7, we're giving away something. Now, how do you win this? You have to download the Civic Media app. Very easy to do. Go to any place you get your apps and look up Civic Media. We have a really awesome logo. It'll pop right up. And then you go in and you text the show, our show, Maggie Dawn Show, this word. Are you ready, folks? Your 3 o'clock word is park. As in, we're going to go to the park. If you'd like to, we can have a picnic in the park on Saturday in the park. All right. So you got the word. It's park. Text that through the app, Maggie Dawn Show. Make sure that while Maggie's gone, that it's me that blows away all of the listeners. So let's make sure we get the word park in. Now, on top of that, you get bonus points. There's a way to get bonus points here. It's going to text you back a little thing that says you've entered the contest, but it'll also give you a little link to go and check your voter registration. So you can, oh my goodness, you guys are awesome. You're lining it up already. You're already there. It's park. The word is park. Enter it into the contest and check your voter registration for bonus points. I think it's going to be working out really nice. We'll be reminding you of that throughout the hour. Later on in the hour, I'll be joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. Perhaps he can recombobulate me as to what is going on around Wisconsin. Again, I got an update on our breaking news here. 1 o'clock, we carry the press conference from the Dodge County Sheriff. This is again from WPR. They've updated their since the press conference is done. They've updated the situation. The Dodge County Sheriff. Okay. The warden and eight other employees of Waupun Correctional Institution were criminally charged Wednesday. They were not previously criminally charged until today in connection to the deaths of two inmates at the facility. And again, there were four deaths at the facility. Two of them are what they're being charged for. One of the men, Donald Meyer, died of dehydration and malnutrition after water was repeatedly turned off in his cell and staff allegedly failed to provide meals. Now, that's not the first time this has happened. It's happened under Sheriff David A. Clark before as well. They like to turn off the water for people. A guy died in the Milwaukee County Jail. Same thing. Second, Cameron Williams died of a stroke after prison staff allegedly repeatedly ignored signs of medical distress, ultimately not checking on him until he had been dead in his cell for 12 hours. Here's a quote from Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. It infuriated me to see the things that were happening in that prison, which is a lot different than what Sheriff David A. Clark had to say, which was, essentially. Again, the former, because he resigned last week, the former warden of the Waupun Correctional Institution is now in jail at the Dodge County Jail. More to come. I'm sure that this story will be developing, and this is not over. There are several other employees at that facility who are also under investigation. And separate, they were also like a smuggling and drug ring as well for between the guards. And again, this is a symptom of us as people just going, oh, prison's done. It's all over, and closing our eyes. Forgetting that there's people that have to work there, people that need to be staffed there. And part of the reason, you wonder why, how is he dead in his cell for 12 hours with nobody knowing? Well, when they're on lockdown because they have no staff, they're on 23-1s, which are 23 hours in your cell and 1 hour out of your cell. Again, I'm not saying these people don't belong in prison, because again, they went through our justice system, which we've spent this whole past week defending. But the outcomes here aren't working out. Don't even get me started on Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. They've been supposed to be shut down for years. A lot of times these people get shipped off to facilities way away from their families, which if you actually do want to rehabilitate people, you should keep them in contact with their family. It's number one best way to go and keep people going. Getting less hard, you know. What are we doing here? I know what I'm doing. I'm going to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Madison. He's been waiting a long time. Dave, how you doing, man?
Yeah, hi. I can talk about the prison industrial complex, but I'd rather talk about, before you switch gears, tax policy. Is that okay?
Please do. Talk about either.
Okay, great. well, I talk too much, so I don't want to talk about it.
Don't worry. I got a button. We'll get it going, Dave.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, the tax policy issues are really, it's really grotesque. You know, the top 25 billionaires pay an effective rate half for the last few years of about 3-4% if they pay anything at all. The tax policy is really complicated, but let me just focus on one issue. You know, there's disparate treatment between capital income and labor income, despite the fact that capital income is growing a lot faster than GDP and labor income. And there's also the ability to defer. There's tax deferral. You can defer your gains on tax until it's realized. And that's a huge problem, because that the money that you would otherwise pay in taxes is then effectively reinvested, and that generates a return. That return, after not too long, really, exceeds what they would otherwise have to pay in taxes when it's realized, if it's realized. And often, you know, no taxes are paid on the overwhelming majority of these billionaire estates. No taxes are paid whatsoever, because something your last guest touched on, which was the no basis carryover. The heirs get it tax free.
Yeah, these are all. I mean, these are so many different ways that people with a lot of money can go and hide their money, put it in different places, and make it actively work for them when they're not actually creating anything. And that's really what particularly bothers me, because unless you have the American worker making, doing, and moving, shipping, servicing, all of it, these billionaires don't make money. You can't make money on stock if there's no thing to exist. If there's no things existing, you're just making up. Well, might as well just play a game of Monopoly and with real money and then call that your economy. Because otherwise, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for the way that things work. Let's go to another, we'll take another caller. We'll go to Mark from Prairie du Sac, always waiting a little bit here. How you doing, Mark?
Yeah, thanks, Brian, for taking my call. Now, I have a duck story to share with you at some point in time, because you posted that image of the baby ducklings at one time, but I got a story to tell you about that one of these days. But I mean, there's actually a link between, and aside from what you gave me, a link between the tax policy and the prisons. You mentioned getting a call and somebody's reaming me out for being too generous on the issue for prisoners. But isn't that what is dictated in the Bible? I guess in Matthew 25, we're supposed to visit the prisoners.
Oh, yeah.
And that makes sense to me, because we're supposed to be taking care of our fellow man in the prisons, even in the prisons. I mean, welcoming the stranger. And what did Jesus say about taxes? He says, you pay your taxes. I mean, so the two are actually linked together pretty closely.
Yeah. They had a huge thing with taxpayers. In fact, I remember the story of Zacchaeus. Jesus went up to Zacchaeus and said, let the tax collector come over. You guys talk to him like he's a jerk and he's just a tax collector. Now, back in the day, there was a different system of taxing and there was a little bit more issues. But yeah, I mean, what are you doing to go and make your fellow person better? What are you doing to make the society better? In one hand, yes. Holding someone accountable by sending them to jail, that's part of the deterrence. That's part of the things that make things. But again, a lot of the people who are going in and are going in over and over again, guess what? Their lives aren't so awesome. Most people, in fact, if you put a demographic map of poverty over pretty much any social ill from diabetes onto prison length or prison sentencing, it's all linked to poverty, which is all linked to taxes. So if we all can come together, we can actually make a better society together. But again, if you just sit there and blame and say prisoners should die and all these people are jerks and everything's horrible and I can't, if you live in a black and white world, we're going to have a huge problem, because it's not a black and white world. There's many colors here. In fact, some might say there's a rainbow of colors out there.
Some might. We should, actually.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little bit here. We're going to get back and we're going to talk about pride next. I'm going to have some pride. We're going to take your calls at 855-75-CIVIC. Give us a call. Also, your word today is park. Get your Civic Media app ready. Text that to the show. Park, P-A-R-K. Get yourself some prizes. Get yourself some winning. We're going to have a prize winner every hour, prize winner every day. Two separate prizes, and then there's a grand prize for the whole summer. It's going to be a great time. Give us a call. Give us a text. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Brian Kelly. I'm filling in for Jane Mattinair. I was with Jane Mattinair earlier this morning. I'm filling in for Maggie Dawn here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The moral of this story is, who are you to judge? There's only one true judge, and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job. The salt and pepper's got it swinging again. The salt and pepper's got it swinging again.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I love this song. I love it. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly, filling in for Maggie today. She's taking care of some business, and that is wonderful because that means we get to talk together, and we get to go and give you the word of the day. Get ready to text the word of the day. It's park to your Civic Media app. And make sure that you also click on that link, because that link will give you, guess what, extra bonus points. Ding, 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 ding. Just for going and checking on your voter registration. Now, before I get back to the phones, I want to bring up my next subject. And we can go back and forth a little bit, because it's really not much to really get out there other than, you know, happy Pride, everyone. It's Pride Month. I have a gay brother. It's fantastic. I love him. In fact, his biggest problem when he came out was that we were like, great. Okay, cool. He was just mad that we didn't make a bigger deal out of it or that none of us had a problem. It's pretty cool. But lately, people are starting to say the things that they're keeping inside out loud. And maybe it's because their leaders are making it okay. I mean, don't get me wrong, we haven't had the greatest history of, let's say, sexual freedom in this country for the entirety of its country. We were founded by Puritans who were too stuck up to live in England. So let's remember that part. So I want to talk a little bit about the disgusting mailer that I saw in the news today. Republican Party of Colorado sent out a mailer this week attacking Pride Month and declaring that God hates flags. Now, I saw this mailer, and let's remember, this is the Colorado Republican Party. This isn't just like Westboro Baptist Church or, you know, just some, you know, jerk on the street putting out stuff. This is the Republican Party of Colorado. And I just got to say that this thing says God hates flags, right? And they sent it out on X on Twitter or whatever you want to call it. And he called to burn pride flags. Now, have you seen the Dark Brandon stuff? Like Dark Joe Biden, Dark Brandon type of thing. It's Joe Biden with like the evil glowy red eyes. Well, they have that with Jesus. So they have God hates flags with glowing red-eyed Jesus here saying, I don't get it. If you have a problem, like, I don't like people flying Trump flags and all the Republican stuff and all the Confederate stuff I see all the time, but I also recognize their legal right to do so, and then I move on.
Frankly, I think God has, you know, bigger concerns. I don't think God has opinions.
So I don't know. I just don't know that if you believe in God creating a wonderful world that you might want to, I don't know, take the creations that God made and say, kill it. I just don't get it. But again, I have to go back. This is just part of the Republican Party's obsession with genitals. They are obsessed with genitals and what people do with them. I want to let you know declaratively and for the record, I don't care what you do with your genitals or who you share them with. And I'm happy for you if you do share them.
Well, maybe some conditions, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, you know, consensual. That's very good, very important. But in general, I also want to let you know, everybody, you're safe with me. You are safe here in Waukesha. You are safe here at this facility. And you are always safe with me. I can't say anything more than that. You're safe with me. I got you. Let's go back to the phones. Let's change it. We have a former correctional officer at Dodge wants to talk about WAPUN, Jody in Oakfield. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing pretty good. One second here. I need to take you off speaker.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'd like to actually hear you clearer and more succinctly. So you say you're a former correctional officer at Dodge. Can you give me a little bit more, yes. Tell me what you know.
I'm sorry?
Tell me what you know. How was it? How did you feel there? Can you give me, what do you feel about this whole situation? Is it anything surprising whatsoever other than the guy was held accountable?
I think that they're using Hap as a fall guy. I knew Hap from when he was a lieutenant when I first started the Dodge in 1995. A lot of this stems from former Governor Scott Walker and Act 10, where we didn't have a say in matters, and we lost a lot of people.
Yeah, you lost your union status, huh?
Yes, we did. And it was just, you keep losing people when they put out all these policies that it's just a little crazy. And then trying to get people to come in there, they just gave them a raise, but they have lowered the standards for officers. There are people who are coming in who don't have driver's licenses. The physical fitness has changed. I mean, it's crazy. That started with Act 10.
Of course. And what if I told you, Jody, that I know a former sheriff's deputy who is living off of her retirement benefits? What if I told you that exists? That's a thing that actually happened. Would you even believe me?
That he's living off retirement benefits?
Yeah, retirement benefits from being a sheriff's deputy. My point is that your union's been decimated so much, you basically are just, you might as well just go work at McDonald's. Am I wrong in that assessment?
In some cases, I believe that's true, but it's just, what they have done, especially with a lot of these new people coming in through the academy, is instead of putting them at WAPUN, they would, only send so many there, send so many to Dodge, send so many to wherever. And they just, we were fighting in the last 4 years for some kind of raise to get people to stay. And like I said, I've only been retired, it'll be 2 years in June. And my boyfriend still works there. And I hear all the stories, and I'm just like, I'm so glad to be out of there.
Jody, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate your insight. It ain't fun for anybody going there. It ain't fun for anything happening. And you really need to get a handle on this. This has gone back to the Walker administration with Act 10, getting rid of union benefits. Again, why should you vote for Joe Biden? He's labor-friendly. He's union friendly. He stood shoulder to shoulder with unions. He's helped the economy. He's made it easier for you to file your taxes. And he's also given the IRS teeth to go after people. My goodness, justice is having a week this week. This is great. I'm excited. Jody said, they're probably putting this guy as the fall guy. But again, he was the warden. The buck stops somewhere. It's going to be his fault at the end of the day. It's his responsibility. It's our responsibility to come back to you after these messages at the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly filling in. Greg, hang on. I'm going to get to you after the break. We'll take some calls, and then we'll be joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Have you ever wondered how plants would grow when they're not on Earth? In space, growing plants could be important for food, oxygen, and even astronauts' psychological well-being. But growing anything beyond Earth is more difficult than it might seem. And UW-Madison professor and botanist Simon Gilroy shares how they mimic zero gravity.
We have one tool that we use a lot, which mimics one very particular part of not having a directional sense for gravity. And that is a thing called a clinostat. It's very simple. It's just a rotating platform. It rotates very slowly, about one revolution per minute, and we put our plants on it. So it's a vertically rotating wheel. That's a great way to think of it. And what it does is it sort of flips the plants over and flips them over. And so the direction of gravity, as far as they're concerned, is always changing. So it allows us to mimic at least the sort of the confusion of direction part of being in space.
I'll have your closing markets right after this.
Grilling will never be dull as long as you partner with Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for the crew at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchroner Road in Fitchburg. I want to remind you again about their expanded store hours. Monday through Friday, 9 until 7. Saturday, 9 until 1. Boy, they are ready for you. And the creativity that Bavaria Sausage is bringing to your grill this summer, amazing. And why not think about their Landjagers for that hiking trip or when you're taking the kids to the zoo, something like that. Bavaria's created a brand new Kranjager. It brings Wisconsin's heritage fruit, the cranberry, together with that German traditional flavor of Langjager. Take a look online, BavariaSausage.com, Bavaria Sausage on Facebook. They're introducing new tastes, new flavors, new options all the time. And don't forget about it, their expanded store hours, Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, Bavaria Sausage in Fitchburg.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 439 and a quarter, down 3 1/4 cents. New crop corn closed at 459, down 3 cents. Cash beans closed at 1177 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. And new crop beans closed at 1150 and a half, down 5 1/2 cents. Cash wheat closed at 646 and 3/4, down 11 1/2 cents. And new crop wheat closed at 668 and a half, also down 11 1/2 cents. June Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1950 100 weight. That's down 35 cents. And July milk is trading at 2012, down 75 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 194 and a half. That was down 1 1/2 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 186. That was down 3 cents. And the double A butter closed down 6 3/4 and closed at 309 and a half. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the mid-70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
A record number of Wisconsin Democrats are running in legislative races. Devil's Advocates will tell you when and who and where. Tune in Wednesday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly, filling in for Maggie. She's doing some business today. I want to let you know we got a couple things going on. I'm going to be joined in just about 10 minutes or so by with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area. He's a good friend of the station and the show and the network in general. Really good guy, and he's got a great website, the Recombobulation area, which you should use and subscribe to, Substack, because he's got a lot of really good information there. I like that guy. You know what else I like is Scotty Summers. I like staying home in Wisconsin and just enjoying myself. But if you want to maybe up your game a little bit and win some stuff, get your Civic Media app out and text the word park. Text the word park to the Maggie Dawn show, and you can be entered to win every hour. Every hour that we do this, this is at 7-9-11-1-3-5-7. It's the combination to my safe. I don't have a safe. Anyway, every hour, one winner will win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. What is that? Winner is an assortment of tickets to attractions in the Dells. Each prize pack contains different tickets to attractions. That's awesome. Have you been to the Dells?
I have. It's been many years.
It's been completely changed. Every time I go there, the whole place is completely changed, and it's awesome. They have so many cool things to do up there. If you don't have fun there, you're trying not to. Also, daily, every day, we're giving away a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. These are amazing seats. I cannot believe that they are letting us have these. I can't believe that they're letting me go to these. I love baseball, and I can't. It's such a good, such good seats and such a great experience. You get your own club level. It's carpeted. It's air conditioned. And as you know, since they have the open and closed stadium, there's still no air conditioning. So, I just wanted them to have it. So anyway, you can win daily a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and the grand prize, your choice of one unique summer staycation getaway, is complete with gas to get there and back. Yeah, we're giving you gas. And you can choose your... We want you to win so bad. These things are so awesome. I don't see why. It's not so easy. It's so easy. Just get your Civic Media app. Text PARK today at this hour. You've got another 20 minutes to text PARK to the Maggie Dawn Show on your Civic Media app. Also, if you answer and check your voter registration, you get bonus points. Who doesn't like bonus points?
I love bonus points.
Everyone loves points. You know what? We have bonus callers. My buddy Greg here in Waukesha has been sitting online for a while here. Let's see what Greg has to say. How you doing, Greg? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brian. Hey, I called in about one topic, but I want to talk about pride because I think it's important that all of us are proud of who we are, whoever we are, you know? And I thank you for saying, Brian, that you're a safe place because I find your show and shows like it on Civic Media. See, this is why we need these shows, because I find it a safe place. I've mentioned on shows before, Brian, that I'm a Christian, but, and a lot of people, and unfortunately this church, you know, is spreading the wrong message about love and spreading the, you know, I believe that love is love is love. I know it's, you know, but whoever you love, you know, as my parents used to say, what people do in their bedroom, that's not any of our business. You know, it's none of our business.
It doesn't need to be. People, yeah.
You know, and like, I'm totally blind. One of my dreams is to, go to a drag show someday. I don't know how that experience would be for me, but I just want to experience that, that culture.
As a blind man, I presume that you would, you're a little bit more in tune to, you know, I guess the vibe around you, I would say, maybe. And I can tell you from experience, I have never been to a drag show that was not absolutely fun. Just off the wall fun. And Greg, thank you so much for your call. That really means a lot to me. And again, I'm not saying it just to say it. I say it because I mean it. If you see me and you I'm pretty recognizable, you see me out in the public and you need help or you need to feel safe or you just want to say hi, I'm there. I got you. Don't you worry. And we got you, too. Pretty much everybody here at WAUK has got you. And the whole Civic Media Radio Network, that's the whole freaking point of the whole thing, is to make people feel safe in these situations. Man. Yes, thank you very much, Greg, for your call. I appreciate you. But I want to bring in now our friend of the network, Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. Dan, this is awesome. I really like talking to you. I feel smarter and better and gooder every time I talk to you, and you bring a wonderful smile to my face. How are you feeling, Dan Schaefer?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me. Good to talk to you. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has. I've been in the background making sure that everything sounds okay and that everybody has things to plug into and that sanity is still the word of the day here in media land. So a lot of things going on today in Wisconsin. My goodness. So we just locked up a warden.
Wild story in Waupun. It's, you know, there's never a slow news day in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You know, there's never any shortage of stuff for us to write about and talk about and what have you. But, Matt, my goodness, what a wild story. Out of Waupun today with planning for a press conference on some very important issues. And all of a sudden, the person who was going to be speaking at the press conference, the warden who was going to be speaking at the press conference?
I don't know that he was, because he resigned a week ago.
And there's
a little bit of confusion because there is the county facility and the actual jail, and they actually had to go and speak on that level right at the beginning of the thing. But yeah, there's still more to come too. And I keep telling everybody, this isn't something that just happened. I mean, these guys died at this facility, four deaths at this facility. It's not the only facility that deaths have occurred in. Milwaukee County has had a problem too with David A. Clark. The prisons around this whole state have had an issue for a long time. And a lot of times people keep pointing back to Act 10, the removal of, you know, protections from unions for state employees, which really drove away people from trying to work in the prison system. It's part of why people did it in the first place, and now there's no incentive to do it. There's nobody there. Can you speak to Act 10 and the effect on the state?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we tend to think about these certain news events when something especially horrible happens, but just with the cause and effect can linger for a really long time. And I was just, you know, talking to somebody about, you know, just the long lasting impact of the Walker era and how that 2010 election that swept him into office, gave Republicans control of the legislature, has taken us, like, from an election standpoint, like 12, 13 years to crawl out from under of. And we're still seeing
we're celebrating the maps that we have now, which are still imperfect, but they're better than what they had, because we've lived under 10 years of ridiculous gerrymandering, like just outlandish. Like it makes me angry. I can't talk.
We just published a piece today at the recombobulation area from Phil Rocco, who's a Marquette professor. He does some terrific work, and he did kind of this deep dive on the first year of the liberal majority of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And of course, among those is the challenge to Act 10. And so not only do we see changes with the gerrymander, a lot of different voting rights related cases working their way through the courts, but Act 10 still very much front and center in Wisconsin politics. And I think that, you know, just the long lasting impact of that on the public sector in the state, on unions in the state, it's created such damage in the long term. And we see it in such a variety of different ways. And I think, you know, the news today from Waupun, from Dodge County, is frankly pretty discombobulating, right? Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, there are threads to pull that connect to, you know, other things from our past in the state and policy decisions that may have, you know, led to it. I was listening before I joined the show. There, one of the callers talking about, you know, the lingering impact of Act 10. I think that's a really big deal to consider the cause and effect here too.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, people got it. Walker came in and the 2010 came in based on spite. Like, it was the politics of spite. I don't like the Barack Obama stuff and these liberals are jerks and I'm going to do it for spite. And Scott Walker was the guy who was going to hit these people back, these jerks who are taking all your money and they're the state employees and they're taking all your tax dollars and they're going on vacations with your tax dollars and what jerks. And it's all about spite and anger. And at the end of the day, they didn't actually have any solid policy to back it all up.
Right. And it's such a difference between the parties on this too. I think Republicans will so often, target their political adversaries in so many ways. I just saw, you know, an example of the inverse of that with, you know, Democrats. One of the policy initiatives that has happened under the Biden administration is expanding access to Obamacare, access to healthcare. There's just like record signups that have been happening every year under the Biden administration. And some of the record increases are happening in the reddest states in the country. So when, you know, when Republicans are in control, they take aim at their political adversaries. And when Democrats instead are just trying to give people more access to healthcare in a lot of instances or just as one example of that.
It's amazing what they say versus what they do and what actually helps people. My friends, we're talking to Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Go and check out the Recombobulation Area. Put in a link on the podcast page. So when you go back to the podcast page, you can go check out a link to the Recombobulation Area. You should definitely check it out on Substack and read some more. They have a whole bunch of information on Wisconsin. We're here to talk about local things, and you don't want to hear it from, I don't know, don't get me wrong, Caitlin Collins is fantastic, and so are a bunch of other, you know, national anchors, but we want to talk about local stuff. And we want to talk about things that matter to us from the people who actually live in this situation and live in this area, which you do, Dan Schaefer. So we only have a couple minutes in this segment. I want to bring you back on the next one, and I want to talk about the farm bill, because our state is losing family farms at a rate of hundreds upon hundreds per year, and we don't and there's a farm bill in that's being pushed back and forth between the Dems and the Republicans that matters here in Wisconsin, because we have our huge economy, I don't know if you know this, is based on agriculture, turns out. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and it may even, I'm sorry Dan, I'm sorry to put you in this situation, but I may actually say something nice about Derek Van Orden.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you guys. I'm teasing it now. There might be something actually decent about Derek Van Orden when we come back. We're going to be talking with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We're talking about all things Wisconsin. We're talking about Act 10. We got the Farm Bill coming up. There's a whole bunch of things going on in Wisconsin. We're going to be talking to Dan Schaefer. I'm Brian Kelly. I am here filling in for Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show. Also, get on that Civic Media app. Text the word park. Text the word park to the Civic Media app to the Maggie Dawn Show and answer the questions there. You could also get several bonus points come back with us in just a little bit. 855-75-CIVIC. Call or text anytime. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly, filling in for Maggie while she's doing some business. And I'm here with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, good friend of the network. We're talking about things in Wisconsin, Wisconsin-centric things. Today we talked, I want to thank my guest Bob Lord earlier in the last hour. We talked tax policy and Biden administration's impact on the economy and what the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, has done for you as far as taxes go. They're going after billionaires and they're going after and helping making it a lot easier for you to file your actual taxes directly with the IRS. Seems like cutting out the middleman's a good thing. That's just me. Going back to the economy, we got a whole bunch of things about the economy, but one of the big things going back and forth in Congress, one of the fun political footballs this year, there's always different political footballs in Congress, but this one is the Farm Bill, which is extremely important for Wisconsin as we tend to get a lot of our economy based on agribusiness. In fact, we have an incentive tax program called the Manufacturers and Agribusiness Tax Credit, where you basically pay 0.4% if you are an agribusiness, but it still isn't helping because we do have a whole bunch of farms closing at a rate of a couple hundred a year. But I did promise, I did tease, I'm going to praise Derek Van Orden a little bit because he actually, and really it's just because the Farm Bill is important enough that even Derek Van Orden has taken it seriously and actually tried to add things to it, increasing the Dairy Business Innovation Initiatives funding from $20 million to $36 million, thanks to his amendment. Other than that, I can leave him anywhere, but he actually did that. But the Farm Bill is extremely important, and they're using it as a political football because there's SNAP benefits tied to it. USDA's Thrifty Food Plan, TFP, has to be cost neutral as part of this thing, which is a model used to revise the SNAP benefits. It would save $27 billion in future benefit under costs. They're putting this back and forth, and some Dems are really having a problem with it because they're trying to basically roll back any of the new Inflation Reduction Act things that were put in by Biden as part of this. They're adding more pork to it. And I can guarantee you most of the people who ran to get into Congress complain about all the pork and bills, and they're just shoving it in here so that the Democrats will not want to use it so they can have a political football. Can you speak to this, Dan Schaefer? Tell me if I'm crazy or not. Well, I'm crazy, but you know.
Well, that goes without saying, right? But I think, yeah, it's interesting because you have, you know, I think it's just indicative of kind of how things tend to work in Washington. It's you can never have a clean bill.
Yeah,
right? You can't just have a clean bill on something. It always has to, you know, use it to go after something else, to go after SNAP benefits, to go after, you know, policy achievements from the Inflation Reduction Act, things like that. But getting a clean bill through this Congress especially has been really problematic. And I think, you know, what are the numbers on how many bills have been passed? This is something like the least productive House of Representatives in recent history. It's just, you know, under Republican leadership with the slim margins that they have and trying to keep all of their various members, you know, kind of on the same page has been a real challenge, clearly. And it always seems to be the case in Congress that they can't just get, you know, a clean bill through. Even if it is something that, you know, both sides of the aisle will consider a priority, which is, helping agriculture, helping the good old family farms.
From what I understand, you need food to live. We right. do need a food to live. That's just crazy. Another fun story that I found and I looked in, more people, we talked about gerrymandering earlier, more people are running now for office than ever before, or at least since, I want to say, like 2011, I want to say, we have more people running in more districts, on the Dem side anyway, than anywhere else. The new districts are opening up a bunch of different opportunities for people to actually make races different. And even if they lose and are expected to lose, it's important to run because you can actually move policy by losing if you make a big enough impact, because they have to go and get a coalition to go and move forward. So I think it's really cool. Can you speak to more people running?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was, you know, kind of the promise with some of these new maps was that it was going to generate more competition. And I think, you know, competition is a good thing. Can bring out our best. And I think having more competition in more of these assembly and Senate races is going to not only, you know, give Democrats an opportunity to flip a number of seats, which I think will be the case, but will also force Republicans to defend their policies, to defend their record, to defend where they stand on certain issues, maybe even move to the center and find some more compromise type positions that could win over independent voters in some of these swingier areas. And so I think, you know, we just passed the filing deadline was this week for those running for assembly and Senate and a number of other offices around the state. And Democrats, for the first time in a long time, for first time in a generation, basically, have 16 of 16 Democratic candidates running in the Wisconsin State Senate.
Wow.
And then in the state assembly, they will have 97 of 99 races will be contested, which is just an enormous number compared to where things had been before. As you know, as longtime readers of the Recombobulation Area will know, I do a very in-depth preview. I'm the one guy crazy enough to preview every race on the ballot in the Wisconsin State Legislature. And, you know, just looking back to the 2022 numbers, which I thought had more competitive races than, you know, some of the other ones as well. But Democrats, you know, they left more than 10 seats uncontested. And I think that was just kind of the nature of things, because it was so deeply gerrymandered that some of the reddest red districts might not have a Democratic candidate. And I think the whole recruitment effort that has taken place over the last couple months, you know, under the leadership of Greta Neubauer in the Assembly, Dianne Hasselbein in the Senate, has been really impressive. And the fact that they are going to have, you know, almost all districts will be competitive is a far cry from where we've been before, and is a really, really big deal.
That's awesome. I'm really proud of us. We're doing better, Dan. We're doing better. Dan Schaefer, my guest from the Recombobulation Area. Check more out at recombobulationarea.org. Yes?
.news.
Recombobulationarea.news. I'm Brian Kelly. I'm filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you so much. I'll stand up for you. Will you stand up for me? It's better when we stand together. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Maggie will be back.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They're having a field day you need to know about. J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Brittany Merlot for weather and wine. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.